KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy, breezy, and 34 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered light snow or rain, a high of 38, and winds northwest to west at 15 to 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping Western Iowa news, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said an infant died last week following an apparent accidental drowning in a bathtub at a condominium located at Lake Panorama. Authorities say 21-month-old Sawyer Madsen of Lincoln, Nebraska, was found floating in a tub rented at the Clover Ridge Resort condo at Lake Panorama on November 23rd. Sawyer and her 4-year-old sibling were placed in the bathtub with running water and left unattended for a period of time. The older sibling was not injured. Sawyer Madsen was flown by helicopter to Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines, where she died Thanksgiving Day. Her parents were identified as Elena and Joshua Madsen of Lincoln, Nebraska. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and the parents and extended family from other states chose to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday at Lake Panorama because it was a central location for members of the family. None of the members that were present were from the immediate area. An autopsy was performed on the girl. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation are continuing to investigate the circumstances of her death. The Iowa State Patrol says a truck and trailer hauling soft drink products crashed Tuesday morning in Greene County, about 5 miles southwest of Jefferson, and injured a man from Carroll County. 34-year-old Bradley Edward Runke of Carroll was driving a 2002 International tractor trailer westbound on County Road E57 at around 9:30 a.m. when the semi went out of control, crossed the center line of the road, and hit the corner of a bridge before rolling over and coming to rest, mostly hanging over the bridge with a trailer in Greenbrier Creek. The truck was owned by the Pepsi-Cola company out of Carroll. Runke was transported by ambulance to the Greene County Medical Center in Jefferson and later flown to a hospital in Des Moines. A report on his condition not available. Officials at the Iowa DNR say the crash caused an estimated 200 gallons of diesel fuel and other fluids to be released into the creek. Emergency responders placed absorbent booms into the creek to catch and absorb the petroleum products. The spill was contained. The DNR was monitoring cleanup activities as the trucking company and contractors worked to remove the diesel fuel. The DNR said it will consider appropriate enforcement action. A traffic stop last night in Red Oak resulted in the driver of a 1999 Mazda being arrested for driving under suspension and failure to file SR-22 insurance. 26-year-old Patrick Neil Jack of Emerson was taken into custody at around 8:50 p.m. at the intersection of East Valley and Broad Streets in Red Oak. He was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Jack was pulled over because the license plates on his vehicle did not match the one he was driving. Jack informed Red Oak police officers that he knew he was suspended and did not have a valid driver's license. In fact, record indicated that he had 3 license withdrawals in effect. Jack stated that he was driving because he needed to take his girlfriend to the hospital due to a medical issue. Police asked the woman if she needed an ambulance, but she said she could wait. A traffic stop early Tuesday morning in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska woman on numerous drug charges. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports his K-9 unit stopped a vehicle driven by 28-year-old Jamie Buchholz of Cook, Nebraska. During the course of a routine investigation, deputies found Buchholz to be in possession of methamphetamine, butane hash oil, marijuana, and marijuana edibles, along with drug paraphernalia. She was also found to be unlawfully in possession of prescription medication. Buchholz was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where she was awaiting her initial court appearance. Sheriff's deputies investigating the distribution of methamphetamine in the Percival area of Fremont County were involved in a pursuit early Tuesday morning. The county's K-9 unit was investigating at around 5 p.m. when deputies came across Michael Frakes of Nebraska City, Nebraska. The sheriff said that Frakes was already under investigation for distribution of narcotics. When deputies tried to make contact with the man, Frakes took off, heading south through Percival. A high-speed pursuit ensued, during which Frakes lost control of the vehicle he was driving. The vehicle skidded across Highway 2 at the intersection with 195th Avenue and entered the South Ditch. Deputies tried to apprehend Frakes, but he continued to try and elude him in his vehicle, which rammed the K-9 unit before heading west on Highway 2 toward Nebraska City. Deputies followed Frakes into Nebraska City, where officers with the Nebraska City Police Department were waiting to assist them. Officers and deputies with the 2 law enforcement agencies then pursued Frakes through Nebraska City until he ditched the car in the 700 block of 5th Avenue and took off on foot. Nebraska City Police saw Frakes running into a nearby residence and were able to arrest him there. There were no injuries reported during the incident. And the Union County Sheriff's Office says a convenience store in Afton sustained about $3,000 damage early Tuesday morning after it was hit by a pickup truck. 24-year-old Cammie Lee Kelly of Thayer was pulling into the Casey's store parking lot. When she tried to stop, her brakes failed, causing her vehicle to hit the side of the building and break the front glass door. Kelly was not injured in the mishap. Her 1994 Ford Ranger sustained $500 damage. In the funeral announcements, Gilbert Peterson, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Norwalk. Funeral services for Gilbert Peterson will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Doris Plain, age 89, of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Doris Plain will be today at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Catherine Pat Donnelly, age 81, of Stewart, has died. A mass of Christian burial for Catherine Pat Donnelly will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. George Schumann, age 85, of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Schumann will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Joyce Trent, age 81, of Menlo, died Sunday. A gathering of family and friends of Joyce Trent will be Friday from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. John Newsom, age 42, of Exira, died November 24th in Audubon. Funeral services for John Newsom will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Betty Jane Zanders, age 87, of Anita, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Betty Jane Zanders will be Friday at 10:30 at the chapel at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Charles Charlie Bashore, age 85, of Clarinda, died Monday in Clarinda. Memorial services for Charlie Bashore will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda. Cleo Anderson, age 91, of Harlan, died Monday in Atlantic. A mass of Christian burial for Cleo Anderson will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. And Elmer Bud Meyer, age 100, of Bridgewater, died Sunday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bud Meyer will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Messina United Methodist Church, with Steen Funeral Home of Messina in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.